You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. So have you got your Christmas tree yet? At least one local vendor says if you want one, now is the time to get one, because since so many people are staying home, that means that more Christmas trees are in short supply. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, checked in with Lindsay Schramm of the North End Organic Nursery in Garden City. Let's take a listen.
Happy holidays. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. We have talked on a few occasions over the years in regards to inventory,
right,
and this crazy model of China and Nutella and hazelnuts and farmers in Oregon deciding not to grow Christmas trees. And as a result, down the food chain comes us, the consumer, and there's fewer trees and you have fewer options. Yes.
Oh, good old supply and demand, right?
Wow.
But when you're talking about a living thing that takes 7 to 15 years to grow, that nimbleness is just not available. So when you have farmers that are trying to react to the markets, you know, about 7, 8, 9 years ago, there was such a flush of trees on the market that a lot of farmers had to go out of business because they just couldn't afford to sell Christmas trees anymore. So they, as they cleared out their tree fields, they replanted them with other crops. And we had talked about the hazelnuts being a big one for Nutella to help fuel that love of Nutella and other hazelnut type products that overseas like China likes, and here in the US as well. And the farmers who decided to stay in the game have been reaping the rewards, because we're paying 4 to 5 times more for that same tree here in 2020 than we did in, let's say, 2012.
Okay, so talk to us about your colleagues, your staff, and safety protocols in helping us find a tree and then loading that tree on our vehicle, et cetera.
From the very beginning of this pandemic, I have really tried to exercise extreme caution well ahead of, and I'm not saying this in any kind of look at us, we're doing so great kind of way, but before restrictions were put on, we put our own restrictions on. We have been requiring masks probably for at least the last 4 months. And we limit how many people can be in the store. Masks are required out in the tree yard, even though we are outside. We feel that it's never a good situation where somebody could possibly get within 6 feet of somebody else. So it's actually been quite easy and seamless. I don't really feel like there's been any issues. People, with very few exceptions, have been very grateful and respectful of our mask policies. And, you know, there's certain things that we used to love to do, like have apple cider and cookies for people when they came in the store. So sadly, we had to remove that little part of our holiday tradition that we do with people. You know, we really try to make the shopping experience be something that's a family event that people really love to come back and do every year. So a few modifications. I feel like it's still just as much fun and festive, but just, I feel like completely safe.
And as far as inventory, how's it going? And what are our options actually in the next 2 weeks?
If you are planning on having a real cut Christmas tree this season, I would suggest you snag it. We are already completely sold out of everything under 7 feet. People are eager to get their trees up and enjoy them for longer. We're stuck inside a lot more, so people really want to, I think, saturate themselves in that familiar holiday spirit. And so the sooner they can get their tree in the house, the better. And I'm even seeing people who don't have real trees putting up their trees at a, you know, record early dates than they would have in the past. So we're definitely seeing a reduction in our inventory far faster than we have in the past.
And that has to be a reflection on what we're experiencing, right? We are homebound, but we cherish memory, and Christmas tree fits right in that sweet spot. My guess is you're seeing customers that you may not have seen in several years.
Absolutely. I mean, people who usually might pass up on a Christmas tree, or you have to think of it this way too, people who might be usually traveling for the holidays and they don't want to have something that, you know, it both needs water and attention and can be a fire hazard if you don't keep it well watered or whatever, but people are staying home more and more. So I think that creating a safe, familiar space that kind of has that nurturing feeling of, you know, old-timey familiarity is really something that people crave right now.
Okay, I'm trying to remember my homework. We want to get these trees in water as quick as possible. If I remember, I should put some bleach in the water. Give me that tip again.
You're doing great there. Yeah. Okay. So once the tree is indoors and you're giving it water, a great recipe that you can do at home is to add a quarter cup of corn syrup to a gallon of water and a teaspoon of bleach. And that combination acts as like a fuel for the tree. It's kind of like what they put in floral formulas to keep flowers fresh. The bleach just prevents it from turning into rum in your basin there and getting all gross and bacteria moldy down there. So the bleach is just to knock down the microbials, and the corn syrup is there to feed the tree.
But do not let it get dry ever.
Ever. Okay. Ever, ever, ever. And that is the most important thing about tree longevity, is that once you do bring it indoors, in those first 72 hours, especially, I know my tree, I have a 6 to 7 foot noble in my house that's been in there since the day before Thanksgiving. Okay. And in the first 72 hours, it drank 5 gallons of water. And I was checking it twice a day, if not 3 times a day, just to make sure that as my reservoir went down, the bottom of my tree never became exposed to air, because as soon as that happens, it begins to seal over. When it seals over, it quits drinking. And the only way that you can rehab that tree is to undecorate it, take it back outside, and give it another fresh cut.
Wow, I can smell the trees from here through the airwaves. Lindsay Schramm, happy holidays to you and to your colleagues. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We're trying our best. Thank you so much for having us here today.
And that was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. For more interviews like this with Idahoans around the state, go to our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And I want to thank all of you for taking time out of your day to join us on Idaho Matters. We do appreciate it so much. And our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. It is Monday. It's cold, but it's pretty out. I hope you can find some joy in your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.